Is that it? He said, ah, you forgot something. His tenderness, his giving is stronger than the other one who punishes. This is something you cannot understand, that he forgives and he punishes. These are two different attitudes, right? Said in these two, you should understand that which one is the winner. He's giving. He is the giver to begin with. That consequence will bring the punishment like that. Therefore, God cleans his effort of his containment. The mercy washes him clean of his folly. So yes, it's complicated because he's explaining what the other side is. Why? Because of that attraction, that hidden attraction. That hidden attraction he was talking about, that it will show off in my actions, in my prayer, in my fasting, right? He said, in that one, don't forget that the confusion here is like this, because when we want to tell you what not to do, we talk about the punishment. Then you think that, okay, so he is a mixture of punishment and giving stuff. No, it's not like that. The forgiveness is stronger, and it's not like the human beings. So he goes to water. What is the water? The knowledge. Who's flowing the knowledge? We talk always about it. The water for us is knowledge. He said, this knowledge comes from the sky to wash everything, to make the agriculture possible. This is what the rain is. Rain is not water. Rain is the water which is coming from the sky to make the agriculture possible. This is the last verse. And it's not finished yet, because we follow today to the next paragraph. So you read the next paragraph. You had the question, now your turn.
How the water cleanses all impurities, and then is cleansed of impurity by God Most High. Truly, God Most High is exceedingly holy.
No, holy, translated. He brings a subject here. He was talking about what? The clean stuff. And says, okay, let's look at it this way. The water comes from the sky to wash and clean the stuff, right? Then what will happen? Then somebody should wash this water to clean it up. He's doing it. With that system he's organizing and blah, 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 that we didn't know in the time of Rumi, they didn't know. Now we know a little bit about that, yes, this is the Gulf Stream going this and that and that. It will clean it up. It will say, this is it. One part of it is visible, the other part is invisible. Yes.
When the water had done battle and had been made dirty and had become such that the senses rejected it, God brought it back into the sea of goodness, that the origin of the water might generously wash it. Next year, it came sweeping proudly along. Hey, where have you been? In the sea of the pure. I went from here dirty. I have come clean. I have received a robe of honor.
Who is this fellow?
The water.
This is that fat fellow. Remember? Aha. Let me explain it to you. Here we are talking about you. So that fat fellow is in you, that greedy fellow, right? Okay. We talked about this greedy fellow and the experience that Prophet makes for him to change drastically. Then we talked about why the cleaning up. Cleaning up has two parts. One part is the rain, the other part is that invisible stuff. Remember that. Because we do the wrong stuff, we do the mistakes, and He will correct it. He will turn it around. This is complicated like that, right? Now, the guy is back next year, the fat guy. And he will say, oh, hi, how are you? Where were you? He said, I was a bad fellow. I went, I cleaned up myself. Now I'm back as a cleanup. Yes?
Listen, come unto me, O you polluted ones, for my nature has partaken of the nature of God. I will accept all your foulness. I will bestow on the demon purity like the angel. When I become defiled, I will return here. I will go to the source of purities. There I will pull the filthy cloak off my head. He will give me a clean robe once more.
Means what? You see the changes happen to this fellow? No. Honestly, you were satisfied in that paragraph that he cried and prophet somehow was kind to him and he decided to change. And that's it. And you were satisfied. Why? Because you're you. That I. This fellow next year is here. Why? To explain to you what happened. What had happened to this fellow? Now here he is looking for bad people. And say, come to me. Because I learned how to clean up. Now come and give me your filth. I will wash it. I will correct you. Because I go back, I clean up, I come back. When I realized that clean up exists, I could teach it. Because this is how it goes around. It's impossible that everybody will touch the prophet and will learn from it. This is how it goes. So the fellow will say, oh, now I realize how could you be cleaned up. It's another step. It's another environment. And I go there because I realized what is cleaning up. Yes.
Such is his work, and my work is the same. The Lord of all created beings is the beautifier of the world.
Now, this is something that you never had. You never have in your life. Whenever you talk about something, you talk about me. And you forget that there is never me. It's always me and a system, something. That something at the end is the totality of we. You forget always about that. It's always me, 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 me. Here the guy will say, ah, now I realize it, that there are two fellow working together here. Here I do this stuff, and the other stuff, he will do it. So it's not only me and what I do. Because this is what his brain is always thinking about. Me and what I do. Here he'll say, no. Here is me and we. Whatever I do, it depends what the situation and position of we is. Because that one will clean me up. Will clarify this stuff for me. Yes?
The Lord of all created beings is the beautifier of the world. Were it not for these impurities of ours, how would the water have this glory? It stole purses of gold from a certain one. It runs in every direction, crying, where is an insolvent? Either it sheds on a blade of grass that has grown, or it washes the face of one whose face is unwashed. Or, porter-like, it takes on its head the ship that is without hand or foot in the seas. Hidden in it are myriads of salves, Because every soul derives from its nature and property.
Okay. Do you get it? Anyone? You see how difficult it is? Because he wants to explain something a little bit complicated, which you don't get it. So he's trying his best. He arrived even to the point that, okay, imagine someone, a thief, who will go and pickpocket from that lady, then he comes out and will give it to the people. What do you think about this person? Or someone who wants to hide something will put it on his head and goes around and tries to hide it. All these nonsenses we do, what is all this? This will happen when you don't get it, that you are not the only doer in this universe. You are a part of it. So your action will be judged in relation with the general idea, general movement, general situation. Yes?
The soul of every pearl, the heart of every grain, goes into the river as a shop of souls. From it, nourishment to the orphans of the earth, from it, movement to them that are tied fast. Parchment, when its stock is exhausted, it becomes turbid. It becomes abject on the earth, as we are.
Aha. What happened? Suddenly he said, let's forget about you. Let's put aside everything. Let's come back to reality. Look at this reality. What is happening here? What is life? You said life is... Isn't it strange stuff? It's like in this river of knowledge, there are all different medicine stuff in it. So this river with this medicine will take care of the people, the children will grow up, and everything will turn out right. Then what? Then what? Then the next paragraph is that, this system or cultivated fellow, or whatever you want to call it, name it, that we I'm talking about, this is something that will give everything to everyone, will take care of everyone. Then what? Then?
How the water, after becoming turbid, entreats God Almighty to secure it.
The water will give everything to everyone and will become filthy. Then the water will turn around and say, my God, I gave them whatever you gave me. I don't have anything more. I want more. He will give the water more. He will clean it up. He will come back. Why? Why?